Public school teachers in Los Angeles are getting closer to walking off the job next month. It would be the first teacher strike to hit the LA Unified School District in 30 years. Contract negotiations with the district have hit a wall, and over the weekend, thousands of teachers took to the streets of downtown LA to show that they're serious. KCRW's Jenny Hamill has been following this story, and she joins me now. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Cherry.
So it sounds like parts of downtown L.A. look like a sea of red on Saturday. You had this huge crowd of people in red T-shirts walking from City Hall to the Broad Museum. And it wasn't just teachers, from what I've been hearing. Who all turned out for the rally?
Well, Cherry, yeah, it went beyond teachers. It was the school nurses, librarians, parents, even students came to support. They chanted slogans and held signs like, "Stop starving our schools." The union members wanted to send a message that charter school backers like Eli Broad are sending the district in the wrong direction. In fact, one math and science teacher at the march called this an existential battle between the survival of public schools and privatizers like Superintendent Austin Buettner. So the union wants higher salaries, a 6.5% raise retroactive more than 2 years. They want limits on charter schools, smaller class sizes, full-time nurses, and other staff. I talked to Tracy Bullard, who teaches kindergarten at West Vernon Elementary in East LA. She says her campus simply needs more resources.
Our nurse is only there 1 or 2 days a week. We have 700 students. We need a nurse full time. Our psychologist is 3 days a week and she's busy. We have students with special needs. We have foster care. We have homelessness.
So it sounds like the teachers and the teachers union laying out some very specific demands, as they have been for a while. How did we get here? How did negotiations break down, and what should parents expect next?
Cherry, the two sides have been in court-ordered mediation. Now they're looking over what's called a fact-finding report, released by a panel that heard from both the union and the district. So this fact-finding report is the last step in the negotiation process before the union can reject an offer and choose to strike. So over the weekend, the union's president, he gave this rousing speech and said, "The time is drawing close to take action." So you really got the sense that after 18 months of stalled contract talks, they are absolutely ready to form a picket line, which would, of course, as you know, be massively disruptive to the nation's second largest public school district.
Definitely. So how about the district for its part? What are officials saying about all this?
Well, maybe unsurprisingly or not, district officials have been a little more tight-lipped than the union in the last couple of weeks. But what Superintendent Austin Buettner has said is that the district cannot afford to meet all the demands. They say it would cost $750 million over a 3-year span, and that the school system is facing insolvency in 2 to 3 years. So here is what he told KCRW's Saul Gonzalez in a recent interview.
"We will spend every nickel we have in the next 2.5 years, and it'll all be gone. So the question is, how do we in UTLA work together to make sure that there 2.5 years from now, schools are still open, kids are still getting education, we can still provide for those who work for the district?"
But almost every educator I talked to on Saturday at the march said the district is sitting on a nearly $2 billion reserve. So this fact-finding report should really clarify what the math is and how much money the district actually has.
So in the meantime, Jenny, I mean, how likely does a teacher strike look? Do LAUSD parents need to start planning to stay home with their kids when January rolls around?
Well, Terry, I mean, it looks like a yes. It's not clear that either side is about to make any concessions and that a strike is very likely. Some teachers I spoke to talked about it like it was a certainty in early January. So what's going to happen to these kids? You know, schools are set to remain open. A lot of these students rely on school beyond education, but for daycare while their parents are working or for free lunches. But as one teacher at the march said, they'll probably be crammed into an auditorium being guided by potentially the school accountant. So I talked to a lot of teachers who also have kids in school at LAUSD, and they say they will likely bring their kids with them to strike as well.
So basically, we have another month potentially before a strike would take place. The big issue now sounds like what the results of that fact-finding report will be.
That's right, and to hear a district's final offer to the union.
Do we have any idea when we'll get the results of the fact-finding report? Do they have a date on that yet?
Well, we so they actually were set to arrive this past Friday. Now, when they remain
they
public or if
released.
It trickles out through some sources, the teacher should be finding out that information over the next week or two.
Okay, KCRW's Jenny Hamill, thanks so much for filling
us in. All right,
thanks,
Cherry.
Is there more you want to know about a possible teacher strike in the LA Unified School District? We want to hear from you. Go to kcrw.com/curiouscoast and submit your questions. That's kcrw.com/curiouscoast.